Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our future, one bite at a time. I'm Alex, the one who loves to dissect complex tech topics until they're as clear as a freshly debugged code.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker, and the person who makes sure Alex doesn't get lost in the technical weeds. Together, we're embarking on a journey through the intricacies of designing a modern observability platform today.
That's right, Jamie. Observability platforms are like the Sherlock Holmes of the tech world, piecing together logs, metrics, and traces to uncover the mysteries of complex systems.
I always fancied myself as a bit of a detective, Alex. So you're telling me with observability, I could potentially solve the mystery of why my code sometimes decides to take a nap?
Precisely, Jamie. But instead of a magnifying glass, you'll be using data. A well-designed observability platform focuses on scalability, security, and turning raw telemetry into actionable insights.
Ah, so it's not just about collecting data, but making sense of it. How do we start building such a platform, though?
Great question. First off, start with clear service-level objectives, or SLOs. Then design your data pipelines for ingestion, storage, and visualization. But remember, it's not just about gathering data, it's about gathering the right data.
I see. So it's like setting up the stage for a play. Everything needs to be in place, from the actors or data to the props, which I guess are the tools.
Exactly, Jamie. And speaking of tools, modern frameworks like OpenTelemetry standardize the process of emitting telemetry across languages, making it easier to instrument your code for observability.
OpenTelemetry? That sounds like a telescope for code. How does it work?
Not quite a telescope, but it does help you see far into your systems. With OpenTelemetry, you can instrument your application to send logs, metrics, and traces to your observability platform, which then processes and visualizes this data to help you understand what's happening under the hood.
Ah, so it's my backstage pass to the inner workings of my applications. Got it. But what are some common pitfalls we should avoid?
Good one. A common mistake is over-collecting data. It's like hoarding. You end up with so much stuff that finding what you actually need becomes a nightmare. Then there's ignoring cardinality, which can lead to overwhelming your system with too many unique identifiers.
Sounds like my closet. Too much stuff, and I can't find my favorite hoodie. But seriously, how do large companies handle these challenges?
Many evolve their observability platforms over time, starting from basic monitoring to sophisticated systems that integrate telemetry pipelines, adaptive sampling, and anomaly detection. Netflix, for example, has a multi-layered platform that helps them understand their complex distributed systems.
Netflix, huh? I spend enough time on there. Maybe I should start observing it instead of just binge-watching. But this sounds like a massive undertaking. Is it worth it for smaller projects or startups?
It's all about scaling with your needs. For smaller projects, start with basic monitoring and gradually adopt more observability practices as your system grows in complexity. It's better to build a solid foundation early on than to try retrofitting observability into a sprawling, unmonitored system.
Makes sense. Start small, think big. I like it. Before we wrap up, any final tips for our aspiring observability architects out there?
Instrument early and often, align with your business goals, and continuously refine your observability practice based on real-world incidents. Remember, observability isn't just a technical practice. It's a culture of continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement, huh? I guess that means I should finally fix that bug in my side project from 6 months ago.
Maybe it's time, Jamie. And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into designing a modern observability platform. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time. Keep observing and keep nerding out. Bye.